An old warehouse district in Seattle is poised to become the city's next bustling urban center. Seattle's mayor has a plan for greater growth in South Lake Union. His proposal would raise building heights in the district dramatically to allow for high-rise towers just south of the lake. But as developers prepare to build up, preservationists are worried some of the historic character of the district won't survive the wrecking ball. KUOW's Deborah Wong has more.
South Lake Union used to be the place where Seattle aired its dirty laundry, literally. Throughout much of the past century, the city's many commercial laundries were clustered here. Construction crews are now completely restoring one of those buildings on the corner of Yale Avenue North and Republican Street. It's more than a century old, with red brick on the outside and thick wooden beams framing the interior. Parts of the brick had been covered in concrete over the years, but that's now been peeled away.
Revealing the bones of the structure, if you will, and all this beautiful character and detail.
Brian Runberg is an architect who's overseeing the restoration. Runberg shows me a packet of historic photos of the building. Some show horse-drawn laundry trucks parked in front.
Each of these buildings has a story to tell, and you peel back the layers and find out more and more as you do more research, which is fun to uncover and then hopefully expose for new generations to see what had happened here.
The building is owned by Paul Allen's Vulcan Real Estate, which also owns the majority of properties in South Lake Union. It will be part of a new development of apartments and retail space that will cover an entire city block. Ada Healy is vice president of real estate for Vulcan. She says it's expensive to work with historic structures on a site, but it's something the company is committed to doing.
The counterbalance to that is we believe preserving that historic building brings character and marketability to your site because it's a little different.
But it's also something that Vulcan is required to do. The old laundry is an official Seattle city landmark. That means the city's Landmarks Preservation Board has found it to have historic or architectural significance. The designation gives the building some protections, and any plan for redevelopment must be reviewed and approved by the board. Vulcan has been involved in 5 landmark preservation projects in South Lake Union, including an old horse stable, a warehouse, and 2 1920s auto dealerships. All told, there are 14 designated landmarks in South Lake Union. But there's a high bar for achieving that status, and preservationists worry that many historic buildings that don't qualify are now at risk.
This one right here in Fairview is another interesting building.
That's Chris Moore. He's the field director for the Washington Trust for Historic Preservation, and he's giving me a tour of the neighborhood. We stop in front of a group of run-down old wooden buildings, and Moore is surprised to find them boarded up and empty.
The last time I was here, there were no boarded-up windows, no boarded-up doors, no chain-link fences around them, which tell me they're probably already slated for redevelopment right now. Last time I was down here, there were people living in them.
The buildings date back to the beginning of the 20th century. They were probably built for workers at the nearby commercial laundries. And according to one historical account, they may have been used as secret munitions warehouses during World War II.
These are examples, I think, of buildings that are really the last vestiges of that first phase of development in South Lake Union, and they'll be gone. So as a preservationist, you see this, and you know, it makes you a little sad because they're wonderful examples of early development of the area.
These are not historic landmarks. They're scheduled to be torn down and replaced with a 12-story office tower. There is a lot of history in South Lake Union. In the earlier days, it was a center not just for commercial laundries. There were paper mills, warehouses, all sorts of light industry. Bill Boeing built his first commercial airplane here. There was even a factory making Ford Model Ts. Many of those buildings are already gone, torn down and turned into parking lots over the years. But a city survey identified at least 34 more buildings that are of historic importance and that could be eligible for landmark status. Chris Moore says the city should do a comprehensive study of all of those buildings before the rush to develop them begins.
The worst case scenario is with all of the development, all of the construction, you literally lose any sense of those layers of development, those layers of history that exist in Cascade and South Lake Union.
But the loss is not inevitable. Preservationists say the city can do more to save historic buildings in South Lake Union. In downtown Seattle, for example, the city entices owners to preserve their historic buildings by giving them the rights to build higher on other sites. Developers say without more incentives, preservation often doesn't make economic sense. Brandon Morgan is the development manager for Vulcan. He says the company can afford to preserve historic structures like the old laundry building because it owns such large pieces of property, and that makes it easier to work around historic sites. He says not everyone can do that.
This building is on its own parcel. Suppose if we didn't own this and someone else did, that someone else probably wouldn't be able to make this rehab pencil.
And not every developer has as deep pockets as Vulcan. The city has offered some incentives for historic preservation in South Lake Union. For example, if developers preserve a historic building, they get the right to build slightly bigger on that lot. But that's only for properties larger than 60,000 square feet. It's meant to help preserve two landmarks, the Seattle Times and another old commercial laundry. The city's planning director says his staff is now taking a look at whether to offer similar incentives for other sites. He says he's heard the concerns of preservationists, but he adds the plan is a balancing act between many competing interests, not just historic preservation. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.